Hello, and welcome to the Author's Den podcast, where we help authors share their message to the world. Join us as we feature unique conversations and get ready to be inspired. Now, let's get started with the show.
Hello, this is Lizzie, and I am here with another incredible episode, another incredible show, another incredible author here at the Author's Den. I am one of the hosts. And I am so honored to be able to have somebody to tell an incredible story. And I don't know if it's based on a true life or deals and dealings, but man is a little bit of adventure, a little bit of romanticism, a little bit of going back to old times. It's a combination. And I am so honored to be able to bring to you another incredible book. We've been reviewing several books for the last, it's since the show has been on the air. And today, everyone, is not going to be the exception. I am definitely not going to disappoint you. One thing I would like to stress, make sure you do follow us on all social media. It is not only on the Author's Den website, but all through Facebook, Instagram, and also on audio and podcast, and the list goes on and on and on. So make sure you follow us. And obviously, if you have an incredible book to share with us, make sure that you connect with us. So today, everyone, I will bring to you an incredible person, and I know that you guys are very excited to hear. His name is George Mill, and he's written several books. This is not the first one. This one is Clay's Endless Dream, and it is a story of Clay. He is from a small town, nestled between two large national parks in the southern region of the country. Of course, we're talking the United States, who lost the love of his life and now finds himself on a quiet find to another beautiful wildflower. Clay begins having recruiting dream after the love of his life walked away from him and consequently divorced him. The dreams were shocking, similar to their patterns. He always finds himself in a different location, and he has many amazing adventures that would at some point lead him to very interesting middle-aged couple who has found himself staying with for a while searching for his new love comes along with Clay. He is on his quest to find prize that God has promised him to see how his journey unfolds. Wow. Are you guys ready for this? Well, I hope you are, because here he comes to the show. Hello, hello, and welcome to Author's Den. George, how are you doing today?
Good, ma'am. Thank you. How about yourself?
I am doing fantastic, and I'm really, really curious to be able to decipher, to unfold, to know a little bit about this latest release that you have right now, Clay Endless Dream. But before we get there, we always want to know, who is George Mill? We want to know a little bit more of the person. We want to be able to be able to have the audience fall in love with you. So who is George Mills? And you don't have to give us, you know, obviously everything, but is George Mills in love with writing since you know yourself of writing, or is this something that came to you later on in life? Tell us your ordeal with writing.
Yes, ma'am. It started back when I was in high school and writing other poems for my mother, and it never did go anywhere other than just writing little short poems for her. And I got deployed overseas back in 91 during Desert Storm, Desert Shield, and I wanted to write about that. That's talked about in Footprints of an American Soldier that came out before Plays Endless Dream. And to start the whole writing process, me and a friend of mine was sitting down at work one day, texting back and forth about certain things, and before I knew it, we had a storyline going, and I just started taking it on from there to see where I could go with it. And it got to a point, one of my other friends asked me, well, why are you writing about this? Why aren't you writing about yourself? So midway in the book, the first one is The Journey Begins. I started talking a little bit about myself to the characters in the book, and it just kept getting interesting and more interesting to the people that was reading it, you know, pre-reading it before it ever got published. And they liked it and everything, said, you need to see if you can get this published. Well, I got to a point in the book, I said, I don't know where else I could go with it. And I had a friend to say, from what I've seen here, you have got quite an imagination. You need to continue on with it. And I did, but before I got finished with it, I sent it off to Christian Faith Publishing Company, and they loved it. And they published As the Journey Begins. And I said, well, I wasn't finished with that one, so I done the sequel to it, looking forward as the journey continues, but he's still looking for his soulmate. And I got to the end of it. I said, well, I hadn't wrote anything about my military career. So I done The Footprint of an American Soldier. And in the end of it, I left a cliffhanger, as I did in all the other two. And they wanted to know what was to come next. So I done Clay's Endless Dream.
I know. You've got several books. That's incredible. Wow. For somebody who started writing poems for your mother. Now, your mother must be a very, very special person for you to be able to start writing poems. I mean, I know my mom, it is definitely my best friend. She I can tell her everything, and I can discuss things with her. She will give me her feedback and so forth and so on. But I've never known a lot of people that actually has that within them to write poems to your mom. So kudos to you, and congratulations to your mom that got to experience you writing poems. And the other thing I noticed what you said is that your friends, when they were reading your manuscript, when they were reading your stories, they supported you and they helped you, saying, wow, George, you have an incredible imagination. That's, that tells you that you have already the support of friends and family that can read what you read, and they are going with it and they're happy with it. They're enthusiastic as much as you are. That's pretty cool. That is definitely pretty amazing. So is anything on the book? And then we're going to be talking about your latest release, because you mentioned that you did have As Journey Begin, and also then you release, or you have Looking For As the Journey Continues. And now you have Clay's Endless Dream. And as you heard everyone, I've gave you a little bit of an overview. We don't want to give it all, but we're definitely going to be talking about little teasers, because you need to run and get a copy. Tell us, what inspired you to write Clay's Endless Dream? What was it so important? Was it a dream? Was it little parts of your life story here? Just imagination? You wish you could have be like the author on the book, the start like you did on the book. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, ma'am. It goes back to what you said, the imagination. And as a person looking for his true love, he has to rely on God for everything, because God is our creator. He is our father. He guides us, if we let him, in every situation that we go. And that's why I use a good bit of scriptures in every one of my books, is to let people see that they can rely on God for everything. Not that we're going to get everything that we ask for, because some things is probably not in our best interest to have at that time. So it's teaching me to have patience, to rely more on him than anything else. And to keep the story going, I had to rely on him and to point out some of the scriptures that I use in there. I'll be sitting there writing and thinking as I'm writing it, what scripture relates to this? And I turn to the Bible and open it, and that scripture come to me. You know, it's just like, wow, that's the scripture that fits this. If that makes any sense to you.
I love the fact, George, that you've actually used scripture to to have a little bit of background in your story. And not a lot of writers do that, because then you get into the genre. What is this? Is it a Christian novel? Is this, there is storytelling? Is this a romance? So you get a little bit of everything here. And as a believer myself, I think it's great that you're giving not only your readers the imagination that you have, but you gave them the opportunity to read your story, what could have happened, right? That you also using your book a little bit as a witness, to be able to witness to others that may not know about the word of God, the Bible, and you started using scripture. I think this is phenomenal. This is a way of, in a sense, very subtly evangelizing and very subtly quoting verses of the Bible that could encourage someone. So I think it's very, very smart of you, and to combine those things together. Now, I've read some of the reviews, and this book has been launched for a little while now. What is the feedback that you get, George, from your readers, people that, I mean, your friends obviously know you as having a good imagination and writing already, obviously. This is the third book, but what is the feedback that you get from people that have read your book?
Well, some of them said that I missed my calling, that I should have been a preacher. And I'm not a preacher. I'm more feel like a witness. Like you said, it's a witness. We all have talent. God gave us all a talent. And I feel that one of mine is to be a witness to people and everything. And that's one of my goals in the books, is to be a witness to what God has brought me through during my lifetime, if that makes any sense there at all.
Absolutely, and I know that you probably when you hear people saying you should have been a preacher, in a sense, if I'm studying the book of Corinthians right now, Paul says that we are old preachers. We are old able to witness. We are old. And it's actually the onus on us to be able to do that. It takes, as I heard from one of the street preachers that I love to follow, we should be asking for more love and not courage, because a lot of Christians, a lot of people ask, you know, God, give me more courage to witness. And the question that we should be asking is, God gives us more love, because this is love that takes us to witness, to tell someone, to encourage someone, to take someone to a relationship with God. It takes love. It was the love of Jesus towards our life that made us free, and that's how we can witness. And you use in your book, which is an amazing way of reaching others. So kudos to you, and definitely big, big congratulations. I do not want to forget, because this is the whole theme. Talk about your book. Talk a little bit about you, and where can people find a copy of your latest release, which is called Clay's Endless Dream?
It's on Amazon and Barnes and Nobles. They could go on any website that sells books, and they could order.
Okay, wonderful. So thank you so much for sharing, George, that Amazon, everyone, Barnes & Noble, and anywhere where you can get this copy. The book right now, it is on Amazon. I'm looking at it. And a beautiful picture of a very handsome fellow on a white horse. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But if you see the links on Authors Den podcast, you will be able to get to the links of Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and get your very own copy. It's called Clay's Endless Dream by George Mills. So I'm curious about the cover. Very, very cowboyish, back in Texas middle. I'm not sure where your accent is from. I don't get accents yet, but tell us a little bit about the cover. Love it. It's very, very creative. Everything. It's just a cowboy all the way.
Yes, ma'am. The cover is one that the publishing company chose to use. I let them make the decision on the cover, because the first three books, as the journey begins, you got me sitting on the motorcycle and looking forward as the journey continues. You got me, that's me on the front of cover of it. And I come up with a design for the footprint of an American soldier, and I couldn't figure out what I could use for Clay's Endless Dream, so I just let the publishing company design it.
So the cover of Looking For As the Journey Begins, that is actually you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and on Clay's Endless Dream, that is not you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Which, they're very similar, by the way. If you wouldn't have told me, I would have never known, because they look very similar pictures, and I think that they did an incredible job. Now, we know that writing the book, as an author myself, you go through steps. You go through where you could just write the whole day, the whole night, and then letters and words and ideas is just poured onto you. And then there is other times where you have like the author's block, nothing comes. How was it for you? Was it all at once, let's just finish this, or it took a little while for you to finish? Tell us a little bit of the process, because there's a lot of people too that listen to the podcast the Authors Dance podcast, and they have, you know, ideas. They wish that they can be as you, George, very creative. They can have 3 books under their belt, and there have been difficulties. So it would be nice for them to know as well that there are other people out there in this world. This show goes all over North America, Canada, and the UK, and it will be nice to know what is your experience when it comes to writing, especially Clay's Endless Dream.
Clay's Endless Dream, it spans from all the other 3 books. My writing technique, if I wouldn't call it a writer's block, I prefer to call it, where do I want the story to go? How do I achieve the narrative of getting the person interested in reading what I've written?
Okay, and so you have a very broad style, so you can take it wherever God leads you. So you have no writer's block at all whatsoever. So you could write until the cows come home, and you could take it to this way, but you feel maybe I should go this way. So you actually have, like your friend said, a lot of imagination, a lot of creativity. And that's a big blessing. A lot of writers don't have that. So go ahead. I want you to finish your idea.
If I do get to the point where I don't know what to write about next, I just jump on my Indian motorcycle and just ride and do some thinking. You know, God's creation of this earth is beautiful. And when you own a motorcycle, riding down the road, you can smell the flowers and everything that he has created, and just the sense of the smell opens up the ideal, you know, what can, there's one scene in one of the books, I can't remember, I think it's the first one, as the journey begins, where he's walking along the pathway, and he hears a voice of an angel singing a beautiful song, and he just sits down in the bed of clovers and listens to her song. And that came from just out riding my motorcycle, seeing the beautiful flowers, wildflowers and stuff on the road and everything. So stuff like that, it's what inspires me to write the stories.
Wow. Now, this is the most incredible writer's block, quote unquote, not that you have ever heard. And the fact that you have nature, God's nature as an inspiration, is just beautiful. And it's so true. I do the same when I need to just relax and just to take off all the negativity. And sometimes, you know, we all have, you know, we're not in heaven yet, so we all have trials and tribulations. Going for a walk and seeing, even in places where I live, which we have a lot of snow and it's cold, even seeing the snow and seeing, you know, that God has created such an incredible places in the world, then it just brings you back home. It brings you back to the place where you need to be. And I think that getting the inspiration from nature and getting more ideas is the most beautiful thing. And if you are listening, everyone, right now, if you're listening to this podcast, whether it is morning, afternoon, Australia, doesn't matter. If you haven't heard anything at all, if you've taken one thing from this, I think this is beautiful. This is one of the pieces of the resistance of the show, finding inspiration where you are feeling the most feelings, and that is whether you take a bath, whether you take a shower, nature, perhaps just a walk, perhaps just being alone in prayer, maybe. So I hope that inspires you. And that gives me a little bit of a segue of asking you, what is next for you? Because look at you, 3-4 books. And I know that you want to write a sequel. And I know you have a very big imagination. What is next? Are you thinking of another book, another sequel, perhaps even changing altogether, go all full witnessing? Love to know what your next one is like.
Well, funny you should ask that. I'm working on the sequel to Clay's Endless Dream, because if you read some of the reviews, the person that done the review was saying that they was interested into seeing how he reacted to the ultimatum that one of the characters gave Clay. So I decided, I believe it was Christmas Eve, to sit down and start writing it. And I'm not quite finished with it, because there's something that I wanted to add to it. I'm not going to give it away, but I can say we can't rely on our own understanding. If
cool.
That's not giving a hint, but not giving the story.
No, we definitely don't want to give away to you. We're given teasers and hints, and that's all we do here. That is incredible, George. Love it, love it. So this all as a result of a review, which you got inspired. See, there is other ways of inspiration. Somebody wrote a review that you decided, this is it, I'm doing a sequel. No questions asked. I am good at writing. Sounds like you are semi-retired. I'm not sure. It doesn't matter. People have, even if you are working full-time, and some people have time to write somehow. And Christmas Eve, even altogether. My goodness, this is incredible. Good for you. Again, everyone, if you just tuned in, I am here with George Mills. He is the author of incredible 3 books, but we're talking about the latest one, which is Clay's Endless Dream by George Mills. And you can find this book in Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And again, the Authors Den podcast will have links for all the websites for you to be able to acquire your very, very own copy. And if you would like to comment on this show, please do so on our website as well. We'll love to hear from you. And if you're interested even to speak with us, we love to have you as well. And we're not done yet, so please do hang around a little bit longer. One of the things that I love to ask, George, is for people that are on the other side of the world and they're listening to this and they're saying, my goodness, George, he is a mega author, writing books one after another, now a sequel. I don't know what is so important or what does it take for me to become that. I do have good ideas, a good imagination, but it just doesn't seem to be working for me. What would be your words of wisdom? What would be your advice for somebody who to grow up and say, I want to be like George when I grow up? Love to hear what you have to say.
That goes back to what you said a while ago about trusting in God and everything. I would more likely say that if you want to be a good witness, just put your ideals down on paper, because as far as me being a preacher or anything like that, if you read any of the book, you would see where Mr. John and I have conversations about my pronunciation, my vocabulary, and stuff like that. So I'm more likely to write my stuff down on paper and let people read it that way and be a witness. I kind of feel like Moses when God called him out to lead his people. Moses says, with my ability to speak proper, that's the way I kind of feel. I'm not saying that I'm as good as Moses or anything like that, but I would love to have that relationship that he had with God and everything. I know we all do, but God has certain ones that he uses in a certain way. And yes, I'm just glad and grateful that he gives me the ability to put my thoughts down on paper and everything. So that's my biggest blessing, is being able to rely on him for guidance in that.
Love it. Love it. That is beautiful, George. I love it. And for you that are listening right now, I love to reiterate and I love to run it down by you that are listening today. This is one of the top things. And I'm not saying that just to say it. I want to say it because it is truly has touched me. Number one, trust in God. Especially a lot of believers listen to this podcast, and let's say it the way it is. It's not a religious show, but definitely a lot of believers come to this podcast because they can associate and they can relate. So there's no issues in that sense. So trust in God that he will lead you to write what you need to write, just like George has. Put your ideas on paper, number two. Love it. And it's true. Sometimes we have so many ideas and sometimes we think we have none. So how about just drawing it down? What about this? What about that? What about the other one? All of a sudden you have a full page of ideas and hey, that's when you get start a book. And number three, oh my goodness, this is beautiful. He feels like Moses, and it's so true. We feel that we're not adequate. We don't have the words. We don't have the means. We don't have the saying. We're not educated enough, or maybe we're too educated. Whatever the reason is, you know, God picks people that are just like Moses, that have they don't have the ability to talk. And I wasn't always a broadcaster. I always was not running the show. So I had lots to learn, but I'm willing to be used. And that's why George doing what he's doing, because he's allowing God to let him use him to write those incredible books. And this is incredible. Just allow God to use you to write your story. Maybe you have one story that somebody on the other side of the world can get it to receive a blessing, can receive a deliverance, can be blessed. And sometimes it's just that one person that you need to reach. Nobody else, just that one person. Do it for that one person. Love it. Oh, my goodness. This is incredible. I love your three tops. And I think that this is definitely going to bless others to have that idea. And also, do not forget, everyone, pick up your book. So don't forget, everyone, the book is on Amazon and is on Barnes & Noble and many other websites, including here on the Author Dead podcast. It is Clay's Endless Dream. On that note, George, anything else that you want to share with us, or is there anything else?
I just hope whoever reads it does come to know our Lord and Savior as their personal Savior, give them a closer walk with him. And may God bless each and every one of them that does read it.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Love it. Love it. Okay, everyone. It's always sad for me to say goodbye, but we'll be back. Thank you again, George, for being here with us and taking a couple of minutes. I know it was a little bit longer than a couple of minutes, but taking minutes of your precious time. I know that you're busy and you're writing a sequel and there's so much to come from you, but I think this was time well spent. So thank you so much. You have a wonderful, wonderful evening, afternoon, and everyone who's listening right now, please connect with us. Thank you so much, George, and have an amazing day.
You too, and thank you all for letting me talk about it a little bit.
Okay, everyone, we'll be right back.
All right.
Thank you for listening to another exciting episode of the Author's Den podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you don't miss any of our future episodes. That's all for now. We'll see you next time.